Alrighty, welcome back to a Mortgage Lender's Diary podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the VA and FHA loans. So, on the other episode, previous episode, I covered USDA loans. This is another type of loans that we got here. These are the ones that are FHA and USDA. There are other government loans available, and we're going to get into the FHA loans first. So, if you follow other mortgage lenders on Instagram or Facebook, it's likely that you're going to hear about these. And a lot of people like to gear these towards first-time home buyers. The reason why that is a low down payment, as we'll talk about, lower credit score because maybe they don't have other types of loans that they've taken on, as someone that's younger might have. And personal debt can be higher. So if you're coming out of school debt, car debt, whatever, you are able to qualify for these loans just a little bit easier. So I'm going to present to you why this is done, and then we're going to go talk about the potential downsides and run through the facts and the numbers. For FHA loans, if you're able to qualify for them, they are great because they require a lower credit score, 520 and above for a 3.5% down payment. If you have a lower score, if you have a score between 500 and 580, then it's 10%. And if you have a score that's lower than 500, then unfortunately you will not be approved for the loan. But there are ways to work on that credit score. It allows borrowers to carry more personal debt because the debt-to-income ratios are 31 and 43, 31 front end, 43 back end, and they are actually not just reserved for first-time home buyers, which is awesome. The FHA states that the requirements are the credit score of 580 for their best loan, down payment at 3.5 of sale or appraisal, whichever is less, DTI less than 43%, and mortgage I insurance is required, two types actually, and we'll talk about that. There is a upfront payment, upfront mortgage premium, and then there is the mortgage insurance premium. Both are required. One is a one-time fee up front, the other is one that's put on every month. So I guess that is like the main downside to the FHA loan is that there's two types of mortgage insurance that is required. FHA is not the lender, rather they insure loans with pre-approved FHA lenders. Other rules for FHA loans include gift payments can be used for the down payment. This is for 1 to 4 units only. You must occupy within 60 days and stay for 1 year. They are assumable. You can have 6% seller concessions. The late fee is 4%. The late fee maximum is 4% of the principal and interest only. 30-year max term. And then, as I said before, if you have a score less than 580, then 10%. If less than 500, no loan. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And those are the big things to remember. The 580, 3.5, or 3.5, 31, 43 are the DTI ratios. And occupy within 60 days, stay for a year. So VA loans. VA loans are a little bit different. They are guaranteed. So the maximum guarantee is 25% of the purchase price. For someone to be able to be eligible for the VA loans, they must have a certificate of eligibility, which talks about their length of service, and then they must have their DD-214, which is their discharge paperwork. So this is only avail this is like a veteran's thing, not an active duty. So they only have that DD-214 if they are a veteran. You can only get this through approved VA lenders. It is available for owner-occupied, single or multiple, up to 4 units if the veteran occupies one of the units. Not for investment properties. This can be a zero down payment and no prepayment penalty. So it's similar to the USDA in that sense. The DTI ratio. There is no front-end ratio. There's only a back-end ratio of 41%. And this is the one that the VA loans talk about the residual income, which is income after tax, housing, debt, expenses, etc. So if they ask like what loan will consider residual income, yeah, that's going to be VA loans. You have no mortgage insurance on it. There is a funding fee, though, that is non-refundable. So in no circumstance will the funding fee be refundable. The non-refundable variable funding fee can be 1% of the loan amount at most. For the VA appraisal, it's a certificate of reasonable value. And then you can have 4% late fee, maximum late fee of the principal and interest, and 4% seller concessions. So you're allowed to, if you're married, you're allowed to factor in income, but not if they are unmarried. And two, if two veterans are married to each other, they can combine that. I don't think it's a 1 + 1 = 2 combination, but that's what a lot of people say. It's like it can be combined. They don't go into as much as they should. Restoring entitlement is another one, is when the first property has been paid in full, and then like it's kind of similar to the assumability for the FHA loans. There is no due on sale clause. So if it's assumable, yeah, the VA loan is assumable, so no due on sale, which is nice that you can't, that you don't owe the whole balance if something happens. It's kind of, you know. So anyway, that is a quick overview of the VA and FHA loans. For the FHA loans, it's a good idea to memorize the late fees, the documents required, the minimum down payments, the credit score if that factors in, and what exactly, I mean, for the VA loans, it's good to know what the max of the funding fee can be, the max guaranteed value, etc. So hopefully you were all able to take away something from this.